we're in, we'll start in verse 49.
Okay, can you say that again?
Psalms 119:49. And the reason of our study of Psalms is to understand our righteousness. Our righteousness is of Him.
Amen.
You know, David, I think in Kings there, by him trying to keep the law, he was commended for, you know, righteousness in the keeping the law. But David finally understood. Yeah, he just wasn't a lot too law keeper. I mean, he made some booze, didn't he? But we're going to start in verse 49. Remember the word unto thy servants. You know, we Ray a little bit ago was talking about remember. We started off with remember. And we're going to say remembering three times in here. It says, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou callest me to hope. How many have ever had a word that's caused us to hope?
Amen.
We all have that one. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me.
Amen.
I mean, y'all had the Spirit of God quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
The proud hath had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror hath taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. How many of y'all remember in the old church years ago? Remember the guy, the evangelist, she's come, David, the evangelist guy from Mississippi.
Yeah.
You know, was y'all in that church service that day? You know how at the end of the service he'd always, you know, go around, you know, who's saved, who's always saved, always saved, and each neighbor, to, you know. And I remember this man. I guess it's the only time I ever felt horror in the church. But anyway, he got this man that'd come here once in a while, well, he wasn't saved. But he asked this man time and time, and he pleaded and begged for this man to be saved. And that man walked away. Y'all remember that? And horror struck my, you know, that man would walk away from such a great salvation. I always wondered what happened to that man, you know, since that day. But, you know, that was just... Let's go
think
on.
Of it, huh?
Thy statutes have been my song in the house of my pilgrimage. When we said statutes was the same as commands. And I have remembered thy name, O Lord, in the night, and I have kept thy law. This I had because I keep thy precepts. And we said precepts were instructions.
Mm-hmm.
But I've read some on David, you know, and they're... When he brought the Ark of the Lord back to Jerusalem there. But, you know, prior to that, his having some battles with the Philistines, you know. And the Philistines had come out there against him, you know. And he'd inquired of the Lord. He said, now, Lord, you want me to go down there and skin him up? And Lord, you know, you know. So he went down there and he did a number on him. And, you know, they got healed up, patched up, and they wanted some more of them, you know. And so anyway, he prayed to the Lord again. He said, Lord, you want me to go back and do what I did last time to them? And the Lord said, now I want you to go over by that mulberry tree, and when the wind blows through it, get them up some more. So, and he did. And, you know, but he loved... You know, I noticed the instructions of the Lord. You know, they're so simple.
Mm-hmm.
They're so simple.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know.
God don't make things hard for man. I mean, He gives simple instructions. But I could see David meditating in the nighttime after those victories. You know, had he not obeyed the instruction of the Lord, you know, then those things might have killed him.
Yeah.
But, you know. And we think about instruction in the New Testament, you know. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
That's a good one.
And His righteousness. His righteousness.
Amen.
You know, here a couple of weeks ago, the Lord's been dealing with me about this, but a couple of weeks ago, you know, that song, you know, they sang, dance,
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one, yeah.
You know, I kind of looked around, and I noticed pasture about the only one. But I went back and looked at David, you know, David knew something about righteousness. And, you know, I see David there, and the scriptures don't put this in there for nothing, but when he danced, when they brought the Ark of the Covenant back in Jerusalem, he wasn't out there naked. He had that priestly garment on, that robe. Mm-hmm. And that robe, I believe, represents our robe of righteousness. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's why he was able to dance before the Lord. And that's what the body of Christ has to see, that we're clothed in righteousness.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Our righteousness is of him. And mm-hmm. when we see that and understand that,
we'll be free.
We'll be grooving too. And it ain't for show or nothing like that. Just dancing for the Lord.
Yeah.
But you know, in that too, his wife, man, she seen it. She despised
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the Bible says she never bore children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that we could understand that, you know, she was unfruitful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've got to come to a point of understanding our righteousness.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And it's just...
And not being offended for somebody else's, you know,
that's
worshiping
right.
and mm-hmm. you know, going forward in the Lord. We celebrate him. We don't Amen. Supposed to feel like, oh, look at him. He ain't, you know, he's always trying to be, you know... Christmas God that hurts his heart, you know.
Mm-hmm. I think of Vincent, the way he'll go worship before the Lord. It's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
He comes up
there. I love it.
And that so worked on David's heart there. You know, the Bible goes on to say he give everybody in Israel some bread, meat, and a raisin cake. I mean, did that the presence mm-hmm. of the Lord do something for him? I mean, it
yes.
just... It just blessed him to be in the Lord's presence. And, you know, mm-hmm. it's a blessing to be in his presence.
Amen.
He, you know, he's always blessed. Well, I'll hush up for now. But while Miss Mary comes, I want Miss Mary to present Mary.
We love you. We honor you. We respect
uh-huh.
you. Thank you for all you do. The Lord loves you.
We love you.
Amen.
And with happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Mary. Happy birthday to you.
I love all of y'all. Y'all are so
Amen.
Precious. And thank y'all so much. Y'all are the blessed.
We get blessed because we blessed you. We all do it.
Yes, Lord. Bless them. A great heart is a blessing.
You know, it's in the Lord. I know she does it in the Lord, but we're so thankful. Think about what all we've learned.
That's what I just
and what revelation and how much love we have.
See the Holy Spirit.
How close we are as a group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
God bless y'all. Thank y'all. Praise God.
So you're saying
it was just such a sweet spirit in these places of worship and just releasing what God wanted to say to us this morning. And God has great things he wants to say and do for his children. If we'll just take the time to yield to the Holy Spirit. And that's what was happening here this morning. I mean, they were just yielding to the Holy Spirit. I was just saying, go Holy Spirit, have your way. As I sit in this seat today to just come before you with praying and thanksgiving. Holy Spirit, I come to ask that you have your way. I come to ask you to be the teacher today. We lay aside every weight and anything that will hinder us from hearing the word of God. We thank you that we do have ears to hear this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for those ears that you have given us that we can hear you.
Glory. We can hear truth. We can hear righteousness. We can come forth. We can go to a different realm in you, Lord Jesus. And that's what you want us to be, God. Glory carriers, so that we can release the glory from us to this world, so they can experience you like we experience you. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for people that shows love. Thank you for your love. And Lord, we just delight in you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen.
Amen. With the glory carriers.
How many glory carriers do we have in here?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go right into my lessons this morning because I plan on finishing in enough time to give Apostle his time. Because usually I'm real greedy. And y'all know how I am. But I'm going to watch the clock and I'm going to be very let me tell you this morning. I just still feel that presence of God in here, still flowing, you know, in here. My backdrop scripture this morning, as I talk about glory carriers, is 2 Corinthians 3:18. And I'm going to tell you, I want to really go to the book of Acts and talk. I need a reference point, and I want this to be not my backdrop scripture, but I want it to be a reference point. When we talk about the glory of God, we're not just talking about an event or this or that. We're talking about God himself. We're talking about Jesus himself,
yes,
his presence. We're talking about a person when we talk about the glory of God. He didn't send Gabriel. He didn't send an angel. He comes himself. And he shows up himself. You know, people are saying, well, you know, God is going to come. He could come tomorrow and get us, or he can come the next day and get us. But before he come back here for us, he's going to come to us.
Ooh, glory. Hallelujah.
And he's going to show his glory. It's going to be revealed in us like never before. They're going to recognize the church. They're going to recognize that the church has been with Jesus.
Ooh, hallelujah.
They're going to recognize that. When the news come on, they're going to say, I want to tell you news about some people that's been with Jesus. This wonder, this is happening, and this is happening. They're not going to be reporting on bad news. The newscaster's going to have to start reporting on good news because the church is going to come so alive. Hallelujah. With glory.
Amen.
And that's what they're going to be reporting on. Praise God. Because we're going to be a church on fire. The rain is going to fall. You know, when I teach about these different things, the rain, I've taught you about the rain. I taught you about the fire. I teach you those things separately because of time. But when we talk about the glory of God, we're talking about all those things coming together. The weight of God.
Ooh, yes,
the
is.
Glory of God. And we are really pressing in for the greater glory.
Yes, yes.
The greater glory. This is the generation that will experience the greater glory.
I agree with you.
So we are glory carriers. And when we go different places, always be open to the Spirit, because you never know when he wants to release some of that glory.
That's good.
On people.
That's good.
He might tell you, go over there and release a little glory on this person that needs help, that needs, you know, and be ready. Paul said, be ready to release it. You are carrying the glory of God. Remind yourself. I'm here to put you in remembrance that you are carrying the precious cargo. You're carrying the glory of God. Now, in the Old Testament, nothing but the priests was allowed to carry the glory of God. And David found that out. When he tried to bring the glory back, the presence of God. When we're talking about the glory, we're talking about the presence, the manifested presence of God. And David found out that you just can't handle the presence of God just any kind of way. He wanted the presence of God back into Jerusalem so bad until they put it on a cart. And they began to bring it back. And when it was about to slide off, this man just reached out just to help, you know, steal it so it wouldn't hit. And this man died. David said, oh, God. David was upset with God that day. He said, God, I just don't understand. We're trying to get the glory. You know, and church is trying everything to get the glory. But you got to do it God's way. The glory is precious. And it has to be handled God's way.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You can bring in the smoke. You can bring in this and you can bring it. But I want the smoke of God to come in.
Come on.
You can try everything, you know, just to bring the glory. I want to bring the glory in. People are trying everything. I mean, the church is trying everything. Mm-hmm. They're putting the earring over here. The preachers is putting the earring over there. They say we're trying to bring the glory in so we can get some people saved. I mean, they're trying everything. But until we do it God's way.
Yes, amen.
God's way.
Amen.
The glory will come. He wants the glory to come in.
Yes.
He's the King of glory.
Hallelujah.
He wants to come in. He said, let the King of glory in.
Amen.
We said, now we want some homemade smoke. He's knocking. Let the King of glory in. No, we want the homemade lights. You know, we want to bring it. Let the King of glory do it. I want some rain. Oh, and he just knocking. Let me in. Let me in. But I got news. And I'm not Fox 6 or any of that, but they will be reporting it shortly. But I'm reporting it now. I'm the news anchor now.
Hallelujah.
God is going to raise up a people that will let the glory of God its way. Now, David wanted the glory of God to come back in there, but he wanted to bring it on a cart. And when this incident happened that this man died, he went to God. He said, God, I can't believe you killed a man. You've killed somebody and we're trying to bring the glory back. And the Lord told him, well, you need to go and study how to get it back. Mm-hmm. And David said, let me go through the word. See, this is the book that tells you about how to get the glory.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
The King of glory is a person.
Yes.
And it's written in here how to get. So David said, let me study this thing. Let me go to here and see how to handle the glory of God to get him back. And he studied and said, oh, my mistake. It's supposed to be priests that's carrying the glory of God. Well, God has made you priests and king. So you can carry the glory of God. Now we're going to find out what our responsibility is. And I'm moving with time, so yeah, we're going to have to go right to 2 Corinthians 3:18. But the glory of God who will be revealed.
Yeah. That weed
the,
off your seed.
The glory of God. 3:18. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, a change into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, I'm not going to have time to go up and read all of this, because it's just a great, great, great testimony. The writer of Corinthians, which is Paul, which is saying, he's making a contrast between the old, as he talk about Moses. He's making a contrast of the Old Testament and the New Testament. The glory that's in the old and the glory that's in the new. And like Ray said this morning, the new is better. Amen. It's better. It's better, better. So I'm going to read from this Message translation. It says, we can all draw close to him with the veil removed from our faces. Praise God. You know what that is saying? We can have a close up relationship with God. A personal relationship. We can get in his presence. We can get in his face. This is what he was saying. The veil is removed. And how you get that veil removed, in verses up there, it tells you how to get that veil removed. It said when you come to Christ, that veil is removed. You can have a close up, personal, you can get as personal as you want to, a personal relationship. You can get right in his presence. You can go there now. And we just thank God for that, that we can all draw close to him with the veil removed from our faces. We can have a personal, face-to-face encounter with him. And it says, and with no veil, we all become like mirrors who brightly reflect the glory of the Lord Jesus. Now, when we're talking about mirrors, the word of God said the Bible is like a mirror.
Amen.
It's just like a mirror. We can look into this word of God. Mm-hmm. But see, all of us want to go from glory to glory. Mm-hmm. But yet we have a responsibility. All of us want to be transfigured, go through that transformation of being changed. But we got to look in, it says, with open face, beholding. That word beholding there in the King James is very important, that we're beholding. Yeah. That we constantly, you know, you can't say, well, it was like this little girl, they was trying to get her to eat her vegetables. We were at a dinner, and she said, I ate those veggies last week. I don't want to eat veggies this week. I ate them last week. Beholding means you just don't do it no one time.
Yeah.
Beholding.
Yeah.
You got to focus in. You got to look. It's just like what he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, the person. Yes. The kingdom of God is person. Yes. The kingdom of heaven is the place. But the king, he says, seek ye first the kingdom. Behold him. I mean, not just last week. I came to Fresh Start last week. So that should be enough.
Mm-hmm. That should count. Church last Sunday, so this Sunday's enough.
Yeah. It's enough. But no, it said, beholding him. We're looking at him. We're beholding. We're not taking our eyes off him. We're meditating on him day and night. Now, that's how we're going from glory to glory. Now, if you're not doing that, you're not going from glory to glory. If you're not beholding him, you're not going from glory to glory. We have access to it. We can go from glory to glory. But if we're not beholding him in the word, and on down here as we read it, it's going to say that you're going to have to do it through the Spirit. He's going to have to open up that truth to you.
Yes.
So you can make those changes from glory to glory. We can grow in glory.
Yes,
we can go from glory to glory to glory. Until one day we're going to walk up on that greater glory. And when that greater glory is poured out. Let me give you a snapshot of the greater glory. In the book of Acts, when they said, when they wanted to get their loved ones healed and they knew Peter had time to come up to prayer, they said that they just laid many of them out there in the streets, hoping that some of them would get his shadow. Just some of them. We know his shadow, he's not a real tall, tall man, and his shadow can't reach everybody. So their hope was, oh, that his shadow could get just some of them and be healed. But when the writer of Acts continued to write, he said all of them got healed. Because Peter was operating in the shadow of the Almighty in the 91 Psalms. Yeah. He said, he that dwelled in the secret place of the Most High shall, hallelujah.
Amen.
The shadow of the Almighty.
Woo, hallelujah.
It, I know we said Peter's shadow healed them. But the part of that where Peter's shadow couldn't get them, the shadow of the Almighty got everybody. Didn't miss no. The people went, whoa, everybody got healed. That's a greater glory.
Amen.
That's operating in the greater glory. They were just only hoping that they could put them loved ones out there in summer. Because they said his shadow can't reach all of them, you know. He's not, even if he was a giant, his shadow couldn't reach all of them. But the shadow in the 91 Psalm, he that dwelled in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The shadow of the Almighty reached them all. All of them got healed.
Amen.
Where Peter's shadow was limited, the shadow of the Almighty got them all.
Amen.
So it was a great, Jesus himself showed up and healed them all.
Amen.
He was noted for healing them all whenever he got around people. So we see the greater glory there. Okay, but we must behold in order to enter into this invitation that he's given us to go from glory to glory. We must behold as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Now when we in this glass looking at the glory of God, we're not looking at ourselves. We're looking at his glory.
Yes.
What he's done. What he has accomplished. How he has set us free. And we see this glory of him. We're changing. We're changing this morning. We're not going to remain the same.
Amen.
We're glory carrying.